hearing her ministry. It's going to be a wonderful way to bring me in.
Yeah, she's awesome, like you. So, see you in a few.
See you in a few, brother.
Running till my bones are aching, pushing past the point of breaking. The road is long, but I will make it, that's who I am. It's not this race, but how I'm running. Not who I was, who I'm becoming. Steady on, I'll finish strong on this path. I'm never stranded, I'm not alone. Calling out like a siren of good and peace and joy resounding. Hear me now, I'm ringing out around the world.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister. I am so grateful to get to know you a little bit this Sunday morning. So grateful to have your ministry touch my life. There's something that everybody here already knows that you may not know, but hallelujah is my all-time favorite word. It is my all-time favorite phrase. It truly reminds me of where my power is. My power in knowing that God is all power and that God and I are one. Hallelujah. I've already taught a little bit about that word, hallelujah. The meaning is all praise to God. All power is God's. All authority is God's. And I've taught that the word hallelujah is a derivative of the same word that has been used in the past in many ways that we understand. Hail Caesar. Hail Caesar means all power is in Caesar. All authority is in Caesar. And Caesar is the governor of my life and my life experience. Another derivative is the word Heil. And we know that that is associated with our brother Adolf, Heil Hitler. It means the same thing. All power is in Hitler, all authority. And my life experience are in the hands of Adolf. Well, hail, Heil, Halle. I prefer to know that there is no power in any human being and that all power is in God. And as we said briefly when I was speaking to you, Brother Brett, before in our service, I have spent this week really entrenched in and deeply saturated in the idea of what this two-part or two-talk series is about for me. And if you were listening earlier, I said that the scripture for last week was, with men, it is impossible. And today's scripture, with God, all things are possible. It makes a distinction between who I seem to be and who I really am. The truth that I know is that we are living an answer to two questions. The first question we're living an answer to is, who are you? The second question, what are you? And so I asked this of myself this week. And I ask this of you right here, right now, on this great getting up Sunday morning at Unity of New York. Who are you? And what are you? I will remind you that your answer to these two questions determines your entire relationship with the world. And that the answer to these two questions determine your inner experience of living the life you are living. Our internal experience is based on the answer to these two questions. Our relationship to the world at large is sponsored by our answer to these two questions. So again, who are you? And again, what are you? You see, you get to decide who you are. You get to decide and to determine what you are. So in light of these two-part teachings, I would like to remind us of one thing. And remind myself of one thing. I will do it in first person, which is what I've been doing this week. I will speak of me and not of you, but you will know that I'm speaking of you as I speak of me, because we are one self. The human part of me, the human expression, the personal personality who bears my name, the human me, Carlos Wayne Anderson, outside of and apart from my own consciousness of my divine beingness, is powerless. Once more, my human beingness, my personality, personal beingness, apart from and outside of my consciousness, remembering of my divine beingness, is powerless. And as you know, over the years, I've described this as myself apart from God is very much like my cell phone apart from a charger. We know that of our own human self, we can push through, keep putting one foot in front of another foot, keep marching on and on, even through the valley of so-called death, Just keep putting one foot in front of another foot in front of another foot in front of another foot, marching on. But boy, is it tiring. And wow, is it draining. And there does come a time where there is no power to put another foot in front of another foot, marching anywhere. And so me apart from God, and we know that I can never be apart from God, and that you can never be apart from God. We know that you are composed of God, and I am composed of God, that God is spirit, that spirit is invisible, and the true beingness of who I am and what I am is invisible spirit, and spirit is all powerful. And spirit, the truth of who I am, connected with the source of who and what I am, can do anything. We talked about the mission that we're on last week. And I talked about the television show, the series that was on as I was growing up in my earlier years called Mission Impossible. Where at the beginning of the show, they would describe a mission that truly did seem impossible. All of the missions were about deliverance. All of the missions were about salvation, being saved. All of the missions were about good overcoming the shadow of darkness. But boy, oh boy, when the show started and they told what the mission was, it truly did seem like a Mission Impossible, the title of the series. But then the person giving the assignment or the mission would always just say, in spite of the fact that it looked and seemed to be impossible, he would say to those involved, your mission, should you choose to accept it. And then he would describe the mission of recovery, salvation, being freed, being redeemed. And so the mission, as I see it, that has been given to us, that seems impossible, is the mission to have an internal experience of being in heaven and heaven's joy, heaven's love, heaven's peace, heaven's wisdom, heaven's power, heavenly creativity, and endless possibility. This mission that seems to be impossible for me alone, a human self, with nothing but a human, earthly identity. Me, apart from conscious awareness of my divinity and the eternal state of my divine beingness. Like a cell phone without a charger is powerless. And so even if I seek to accept the mission, to be living a life with an internal experience of being in heaven while on earth, even though that might be something I want and desire as a single personal personality self, it is impossible for me, apart from God, to fulfill this mission of living life in heaven while on earth. Who are you? What are you? Your answer again to these two questions determines your entire relationship with the world and determines your entire inner experience while you are living your lifetime. And so it's important for me to remember who I am. It's important for me to remember whose I am. You see, because me as a single self, apart from my divine nature, cannot possibly experience heaven while on earth. And even though Jesus says that when you are in the state of Christ consciousness, which is to say the state of remembering your oneness with the Creator and all of creation, you can do it because the power is within you. As Eric Butterworth states, this is a power that we must discover. And last week, one of the mentioned things was, if we do not find it within us, we will continue to search in the surround for what the surround cannot provide. It is not possible for the experiences of the surround to give me an inner state of heaven on earth. This I can only get from the Creator of all of creation. This I can only get from the source of life and love and peace and power that we have come to call God. Jesus says, our failure to recognize heaven right here, our failure to recognize heaven right now is a matter of focus. It's where are we looking and what are we looking to find? He claims that heaven is everywhere and that anyone with spirit's eyes can see that heaven is shining in the shadow, and that the light is greater than the shadow, and that the light, in fact, shines the shadow away. Jesus claims that our lack of capacity to experience and to see that this is heaven, right here, right now, in this world, just as it is, with nothing needing to be added or needing to be taken away, just a shift in my perspective, a shift in my focus, that this is my power, not to wait for the surround to tell me what it is, but to tell the surround what I would have it be. Once again, it's the best day ever. And I will not change my mind. How can it be the best day ever? Because I say so. And my word is law. I have spoken. It is written. It is law. It is done. And I will not change my mind. You know, my desire and a personal mission for myself is that I would no longer be what I have chosen to be more times than I can count in my past. I choose not to any longer be like a reed shaking in the wind, blowing this way and that way, depending upon the current events of the world, depending upon the news, depending upon what things look like right now. I choose not to be like a reed shaking in the wind. It's just not fun, and it brings no peace. And so I am determined to do all of the inner work that is required of me, so that I might become more and more and more and more like a tree planted by the living waters that cannot be moved by whatever winds are blowing in the surround. So Jesus says, our failure to experience heaven while on earth has us in a mode of waiting, waiting for a heaven to come, waiting for something to change. For most of us, we're very clear that this can't be heaven. I mean, just look around. Look at all the signs of darkness. Look at all the shadows. Look at all the unfairness. Look at all the bitterness, the hatred, the wars, the rumors of wars. How can this be heaven on earth? It is clearly not. Clearly, heaven is not here. And even more clearly, heaven is not now. And so, as we have been since recorded history, we have been waiting, 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 waiting for heaven to come from somewhere, from somebody, so that we might experience it. So we're praying and waiting, waiting and praying. Most of us are just enduring this in hope for that. Well, if I believe that heaven is not here, I will never be able to see it, nor will I ever be able to experience it. And so heaven's joy, heaven's peace, heaven's love, heaven's wisdom, heaven's power, heaven's creativity and endless possibility, I am not experiencing because I am expecting them to come and am convinced they have not arrived. Who am I? What am I? The answer to these two questions determine my entire relationship with the world. Who am I? What am I? The answer to these two questions determine my whole inner experience of living this life I'm living. If the mission is to experience heaven on earth, and it seems to be a mission impossible, it serves me well to come to know that I know that I know that I know with God, all things are possible. I grew up with a song in our Pentecostal church, one of my daddy's favorites to sing as a solo. And you could tell and you could feel when he sang it that this man believed in what his song was testifying to. The lyrics never leave me. It begins with a question. Have you any rivers that you think are uncrossable? And then another question. Have you any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? And then the answer. God specializes in things we think impossible. And if we trust, God can do what no earthly power can do. I ask this of you, and nobody else but you. Have you any rivers that you think are uncrossable? Have you any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? Well, God specializes in things you think impossible. And if you trust, God can do what no earthly power can do. Me, a seemingly single self, apart from all other selves, apart from God, me, disconnected from my awareness of my own divinity, apart from my awareness that the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God resides in me, that salvation is an inside job, me unwilling to discover the power that is within me that cannot be found anywhere in the surround because it abides in me. Me apart from making this contact daily throughout the day, plugging in. That me is like my cell phone with a dead battery and no willingness to plug into the charger. With God, all things are possible. And so the more I come to know this and to believe in this, the more willingness I have and the more ability I have to surrender to what is, to let go of what was, and to have great faith in what will be. My mission, should I choose to accept it, is to answer the question with full knowing that I speak the truth. Who am I? I am a child of God with access to all of the power, love, joy, and peace, wisdom, creativity, and endless possibility of God. What am I? All that I have ever dreamed I could be. Yes, both scripture statements are true. Living in heaven while on earth, apart from my divinity, is an impossibility. Yet I am with God, composed of God, a living expression of God. And knowing this, all things are possible, and nothing shall be impossible for me to believe, to achieve, and to receive. Peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone. right here, right now. For so it is. Everything is an idea, and ideas are increased when they are given away. Peace on earth, and goodwill toward everyone, without exception. This is an idea. This is an idea whose time has come. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace in me, and may I extend goodwill toward everyone, without exception. Is this possible? Yes, it is. Everything is an idea, and ideas are increased when they are given away. Nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God. This is an idea whose time has come for me to believe. God, I do believe. Help thou my unbelief. I accept this mission to increase and deepen my belief in the idea that there is but one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. An idea whose time has come. Let my belief be deepened. Let it become a persuasion that I might speak in truth. I am persuaded that nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. I accept this mission to believe in all things being possible. I breathe. I relax. I let go all doubt, all confusion. Let there be peace on earth and goodwill toward everyone. And let it begin with me.
You change dust into gardens, pieces into peace, tears into fountains, chains into release. You are doubt into action, vision renewed, perfect creation unfolding in view. You hold on, love heaven inside you, of heaven inside you. No matter what you go through, and if your dreams burn down to ashes, rise again. You are the light of God, the power of prayer, lifted up every breath, testifies you are the light. You are the light. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are the light, the light of God, the power of prayer, lifted up every breath, testifies you are the light. You are the light. You are the light. You are the light. Dust into gardens, pieces into pieces.